deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawl and just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas City, and federal agents are investigating a deadly shooting at an ICE facility this morning.
The gunshots were fired from what investigators say was an elevated position down into an area of the ICE facility where detainees were being moved. While no ICE agents were hurt,
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
The FBI's Joe Rothrock says one person in the ICE facility was killed, two were hurt. Police say the shooter took his own life as officers approached. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Central Texas, the owners of Camp Mystic say they will reopen next summer. 27 young campers and counselors at the Christian Girls Camp died in the July 4th catastrophic floods. The new camp will include new safety protocols and a memorial. Mark Zuckerberg, in a post on Thread, says Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users, Meta CEO calling it a milestone. This is ABC News. Two incidents are part of a wave of new car stunt challenges on social media. Lately, though, one of them turned deadly. Prosecutors are now filing charges in Pennsylvania.
Prosecutors say the teen was driving in a parking lot when his friend, 17-year-old David Nagy, who was sitting on the table, was killed. In a separate case in Pennsylvania, a 19-year-old is accused of aggravated assault. Prosecutors claim she drove her car while her friend stood on the trunk as part of another social media challenge. The friend fell and suffered permanent brain damage.
ABC's Elizabeth Scholze. A new policy at YouTube is getting some praise from free speech advocates. It will soon allow some of the 2 million creators who were banned during the pandemic to apply for reinstatement. Their accounts on YouTube were shut down over misinformation related to COVID-19 and the 2020 election. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I've never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies?
Check, please. New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source, root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. High temperatures scrape the low 70s. And widespread fog pushes back in overnight tonight. But after it lifts tomorrow, it'll reveal a super sunny day and highs warmer in the upper 70s. Do the same thing for Friday, and the sunshine holds tight into the weekend. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Making up for that lost Sunday at the Wisconsin State Fair, we get more from Ted Allen.
The fair announced its plan Tuesday for exchange of tickets for the 2025 fair's final day, August 10th, that was canceled due to flooding at the fairgrounds the night before. In-person exchange of tickets for that Sunday only for 2026 admission tickets will happen November 10th through the 15th at the State Fair Park Ticket Office in West Allis. Fair officials say not all ticket types qualify for the exchange programs. Contact the ticket office to find out if your ticket type qualifies.
Eight alleged participants in an organized theft ring connected to a Mexican cartel have been arrested in Kenosha County. The sheriff's department said in April, members of the ring were spotted stealing items in Pleasant Prairie. Days later, deputies spotted several of them and found $21,000 in merchandise, which was stolen from Madison. Four of the eight who were apprehended have been deported to Mexico. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good. It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit findsupportwi.org today.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Sane Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on financing for the 6th Avenue East project for 2026, a request for street closures for Brews on the Chippewa on October 11th, and reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on the WRDN website. Xcel Energy will begin a major dredging and foundation reinforcement project at the Cedar Falls Dam just north of Menominee this week. That project continues through November. The work is a critical step in preparing the dam for future construction, including the installation of a coffer dam. As part of the project, crews will deploy 60-foot by 60-foot barges anchored to the riverbed at the top of the dam to remove sediment that has built up over the past century. The material will be pumped to shore, dewatered, and then hauled to a disposal site. Increased truck traffic can be expected on Highway Double B, 708th Avenue and 540th Street during the project. Following the dredging phase, divers will begin pumping concrete to reinforce the front side of the dam, strengthening it to safely receive the cofferdam structure. Ladysmith City Administrator Alan Christensen and his sister have been arrested on charges in Rusk County. The two are now accused of trying to record a closed session of the county board back in August. An investigation into that incident continues. One of three people accused of attacking an elderly man inside his La Crosse home has learned her fate. According to police, an 84-year-old man was beaten inside his 6th Street South residence in November of 2023. The victim was tied up and locked inside his basement. Defendant Kaylin Cave has pleaded guilty to charges that included intimidating a victim with threats of force and has been sentenced to 3 years of probation. The case of the two other defendants remains pending. The Wisconsin DNR is hoping to get more deer carcass samples to test for chronic wasting disease this hunting season. Herd health specialist Aaron Larson says they're targeting areas that only recently tested for CWD. That includes most of the Highway 51 and 29 corridors and counties on a line from La Crosse to Sheboygan. You can find out more and find local testing sites at dnr.wy.gov and do a search for CWD testing. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Buffalo County has hired a part-time economic development director. Dave Carlson was recently hired for the position and will work 10 to 20 hours a month. He'll be developing an economic plan for the county. Over the next few months, he'll be reviewing tourism marketing and affordable housing strategy and taking an inventory of available buildings in the county. He'll also be looking at how the county can promote industrial parks to those wanting to open or expand a business in Buffalo County. Minor injuries were reported after a one-vehicle accident in Trempealeau County Tuesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a truck was traveling on Tough Cooley Road at a high rate of speed in the dense fog, failed to negotiate a curve, struck a guardrail, and then hit several trees. The vehicle was found abandoned by sheriff's deputies, but the occupants came forward later in the day to report only minor injuries as a result of the accident. A defendant charged in connection with a violent incident in La Crosse County has pled guilty. Prosecutors say that in an October 2024 incident in the parking lot of a West Salem Quick Trip, Paul Stokes cut the throat and chest of another truck driver. The 60-year-old Stokes pleaded guilty yesterday to a second-degree charge of recklessly endangering safety. He'll be sentenced at a later date. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in La Crosse Tuesday. The governor visited the UW-La Crosse campus to receive an update on the Prairie Springs Science Center project. The first of two buildings planned for the center opened 7 years ago. The second building is now being funded through money allocated with the budget signed by the governor this year. That construction is expected to begin next spring. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has launched a bid to become the next governor of the state. The 67-year-old has represented the state's 7th congressional district since 2020. His entrance into the race will further expand a crowded field of candidates for the open seat in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites statewide are being asked to turn off their lights tonight. Conservation group Save Our Songbirds says about 21 million birds will be migrating across Wisconsin overnight. A press release from the group says the light disorientates migratory birds and may draw them into urban areas. A lights out alert is asking Wisconsinites to turn off all non-essential outdoor lighting starting at 11 o'clock tonight. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The La Crosse Public Library is being recognized for programming. The library is receiving the Governor's Archives Award for Archival Innovation for its Dark La Crosse Stories series. The series, that began as a walking tour and is now the basis for a video and podcast program, covers topics including local true crime tales. The Governor's Archives Award is presented by the Wisconsin Historical Records Advisory Board and the Wisconsin Historical Society. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. High temperatures scrape the low 70s. And widespread fog pushes back in overnight tonight. But after it lifts tomorrow, it'll reveal a super sunny day and highs warmer in the upper 70s. Do the same thing for Friday, and the sunshine holds tight into the weekend. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
There's afternoon baseball for the Brewers as they look to salvage their series finale against the Padres in San Diego. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Quinn Priester was scheduled to start, but manager Pat Murphy going in a different direction today.
We're going to pitch Chad Patrick to start, and we'll pitch Chad Patrick to start, and then we'll have other bullpen arms to to help them out.
Brewers have dropped the first two games in the series, and their magic number to clinch the top seed in the National League is 2 with 4 games left to play. Mets back in control of the final wild card spot in the National League. They're a game in front of the Reds. Now, the Mets are in Chicago to face the Cubs tonight, while the Reds hosting the Pirates. A great pitching duel in that one. Paul Skeens and Hunter Green in Cincinnati. Now, the Packers are back in the practice field this afternoon as they start preparations for Sunday night's game in Dallas against the Cowboys. Packers looking to bounce back from their 13-10 loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
The pieces continue to come together for Zilich's rookie season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
4 title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
It was 1 month ago yesterday in Daytona that Trackhouse Racing announced that NASCAR Xfinity Series standout Connor Zilich will drive for the team in the NASCAR Cup Series next season. Now the team has said who will be leading atop the pit box as veteran crew chief Randall Burnett will join the organization for 2026. Burnett is currently at Richard Childress Racing, where he has been in the crew chief role since 2017, winning 6 times with drivers Tyler Reddick and his current driver, Kyle Busch. Zilich, meanwhile, continues to lead the NASCAR Xfinity Series championship standings. See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Miniature cattle are becoming a popular way for acreage owners to raise their own beef. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These livestock are cute, productive, and a great project for kids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
first calf I raised in 4-H was a Charolais heifer named Mandy. I was 11 years old. Mandy was little when I got her, but she grew a lot bigger by showtime, and I didn't. Today, I see 4-H'ers and others with cows that come in a smaller package. They may look like baby bovines, but are actually full-sized miniature cattle. Campbell Barrett is a 4-H extension agent at Montana State University. He says the miniatures are typically classified as anything under 48 inches at the hip when full grown. There are many breeds of tiny cattle, but he says among the most popular are miniature Herefords and low-lying Angus. Because they're smaller than their full-sized cousins, there are several reasons why these livestock are a good fit for a small farm or 4-H project.
Well, it takes less acreage. And also they eat less. And according to the parents and some of the breeders locally, they claim they're more efficient with the feed, meaning they gain more per pound of food than the larger frame. I can't find really a lot of definitive research to back that up, but that's their anecdotal experience. A lot of the parents claim that they're a little more mild-tempered.
They're easier on fences, equipment, and pasture. You can have two or three minis in the same space as one full-size cow. The meat from an animal that reaches a mature weight of 800 pounds versus 1,300 pounds also means a smaller freezer.
They have smaller portion sizes. You know, a ribeye steak from a miniature is going to be, if you're doing the carcass data, somewhere between probably a 7 and 10-inch, square-inch loin eye. So the larger ones are probably going to be between 9 and 16-inch, square-inch loin eye. So smaller portion sizes from smaller animals. And worry about nutrition.
Learn more about miniature cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. 57 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets have turned lower. October down 11 to 16.99. November down 12 to 16.48. December down 9 to 16.78. January milk down 10 at 16.75. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 3.5 to 164.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 164. One trade a barrel, seven trade a block on the day. Cash butter down six to 162, 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady up 114.5, 14 trades on the day. Dry way up a half to 64.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower as traders are reluctant to advance the cattle complex any higher without seeing immediate fundamental support, as many contracts are up against resistance levels. Not to mention, it's also hindering the markets to see the equity markets trading lower as well. Box beef prices also mostly lower as well, and that's helping to pressure all of the cattle markets. Hog markets mostly lower. The market hasn't been able to sustain Tuesday's breakout move. It's not helping matters either that both cash and pork cutout values were lower. And given that packers were aggressive early in the week for buying in the cash market, it's likely the cash prices will be softer throughout the rest of the week. October live cattle down 72 cents to 234.87. December down 80 cents to 237.95. February down a dollar to 240. 12. September feeder cattle still up 37 cents to 365.22. October down $1.15 to 360.97. November down $1.35 to 359.40. October hogs down $1.05 to 99.47. December down 2.07 to 88.65. February down $1.57 to 90.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower today. Corn is lower with fresh news limited. The weather should allow early harvest to expand. Now, the daily export wire saw a sale to Mexico of 312,000 metric tons of corn. Soybeans, meanwhile, they're moving up mostly lower as well, as there's been a back and forth action on beans and products. Now, early harvest will continue to expand in the drier areas as well. The daily export wire did see 101,000 metric tons of meal sold to Guatemala. Wheat futures are higher, with the trade working to push through nearby resistance after the Tuesday rebound. Plains rains should boost early emergence as planting starts to catch up. Matif wheat was also moving mostly higher. That's helping to provide some support to the market. December corn down 1¾ to 424.5. March and May down 1½. March at 441.5. May 450¾. New crop 26 down 1 to 461¾. November, January, and March beans all down 2¼. November 10.09¾. January 10.29½. March 10.45½. New crop 26 down 1 to 10.62½. October soybean meal down 2.10 to 2.73. October soybean oil down 4 cents to 49.31. Chicago wheat, December and March both up 1. December at 521½. March 540. And at Minneapolis wheat, December and March steady. December at 567¾. March 587¾. Energy markets higher. November crude oil up $1.38 to $64.79. December up $1.23 to $64.16. Meanwhile, October and November gas both up 2 cents. October at 201. November 195. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0 and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin winery repeats as cold climate winner. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
For the fourth year in a row, Parallel 44 Vineyard and Winery in Wisconsin was awarded Winery of the Year at the 2025 International Cold Climate Wine Competition held in Minnesota. Steve Johnson, co-owner of Parallel 44, says it's a prestigious award.
It is the premier competition for those who are growing grapes and making wine from those grapes that are ideally situated for our climate. So the participating wineries are basically the northern tier of the United States and into Canada. And we were grateful for the fact that we got this award for the fourth year in a row. I guess what's gratifying is that we're on the right track. impressing these 21 judges as to the quality of wine that can be consistently produced here.
Johnson says he'd like to see more wineries pop up in the region.
I think you have to work collaboratively, especially in a new region, to figure out what is the best way to grow and make a product. And so I want to actually see more vineyards and more wineries develop in this area, because now we have an official American viticultural area, which is nationally recognized as a distinctive wine quality region. And so it's a lot of work to establish a vineyard. It's about $10,000 an acre to establish. But the upside of it is that it is a very profitable commodity for the next 30 years.
He encourages those who want to get into small farming to consider a vineyard and winery.
It would be a great way to preserve the land for farming at a scale that is actually doable for a smaller family as opposed to a larger entity. So the reality is grape growing and winemaking is as much farming as raising dairy cattle. And it really requires skill and perseverance, just like any other farming endeavor. So if you're committed to that and are willing to wait 4 years for that first harvest, you can do it. It's just a matter of being open to learning new things and actually working together, I think, would help elevate this industry a little bit faster here.
Parallel 44 Winery co-owner Steve Johnson. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. During August, the 24 major milk-producing states produced 18.8 billion pounds of milk, up 3.3% from August of 2024. Production per cow in the 24 states averaged 2,068 pounds for August, 28 pounds above last August. The number of milk cows on farms in the 24 major dairy states was 9.08 million head, 172,000 more than in August of 2024 and 7,000 head above July of 2025. Meanwhile, U.S. egg production totaled 8.9 billion eggs in August, down 2% from 2024. Production included 7.59 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. The average number of layers in August of 2025 totaled 364 million. That was down 1% from last year. Analysts predict the U.S. Midwest's food exports will play a big part in any deal between the U.S. and China. Political and business leaders from around the Midwest recently met with senior Chinese trade negotiator Li Changchang to discuss commercial ties between the two countries. Those ties featured in talks on Monday, but few details were released. China's the world's biggest buyers of soybeans. However, the country hasn't bought any soybeans from the U.S., most of which come from the Midwest. U.S. News says analysts expect President Trump to want China to commit to buying more agricultural goods, among other things, to end the current tariff war. David Perdue, the U.S. ambassador to China, recently told reporters that he thought negotiations over China buying more Boeing aircraft had entered their last days or weeks. Soybean futures recently hit five-year lows after no progress was reported on agricultural commodities. America's soybean harvests did begin in September with no orders from China, and USDA says that farmers will harvest 4.3 billion bushels with no indications of when shipments to China will resume. In a typical year, FarmDoc at the University of Illinois says China buys more than half of all U.S. soybean exports. Meanwhile, Brazil set an export record to shipments to China from January through August. In 2024, the U.S. shipped almost 985 million bushels to China, accounting for 51% of the nation's total soybean exports. This year, U.S. soybean exports to China from January through August totaled 218 million bushels, 29% of the total exports during that time. In June, July, and August, shipments to China were effectively zero. While U.S. farmers wait for an agreement, the overall Chinese duty rate on U.S. soybean imports is 34% for 2025. Every pig farmer in the U.S., whether large or small, stands to lose when faced with a patchwork of differing or ever-changing state sow housing laws spurred by California's Proposition 12. The issue goes beyond animal welfare to the root of the Constitution's interstate commerce regulations and how bending them can break farmers. National Pork Producers Council Vice President Pat Hoard testified before the House Ag Committee in July and stressed the need for patchwork prevention, even for those like him who have chosen to retrofit their barns to be Prop 12 compliant. Citing near-record production costs and a low-price environment, the National Corn Growers Association launched a task force to identify solutions to bring costs more in line with today's commodity prices. Corn growers are in their third consecutive year of net negative returns, with 2026 projected to be the fourth. Corn growers have sounded the alarm that on-farm economics don't work, said Kenneth Hartman Jr., NCGA president. It's time to look at all pieces of the farm profitability picture. The organization said low prices contribute to one side of the equation, but we also must look at the extremely high prices that growers are paying for essential inputs on the other side. Recent analysis from NCGA economists show that input prices remain at near record highs despite the precipitous drop in per bushel corn prices in the last 3 years. Production costs have dropped 3% since 2022, while corn prices have dropped over 50%. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. A quiet stretch of weather is expected in our ag weather forecast. Highs will range from the low 70s to low 80s through early next week, with no appreciably dry or breezy days through the forecast period. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Northwest winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. We could see some fog late, lows 48 to 53. Relative humidities at 95 to 100% and a light wind. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, patchy fog early. Highs 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 58 to 63%. Light winds becoming west at 5 to 8. We'll see 10 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, patchy fog. Highs 75 to 80. Saturday, sunshine. Highs 70 to 75. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed
So this is my so sad comeback song. And now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my get back, come back. Hey, I didn't know
FM, WRDN.
just 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a dream. I turn on Fox News and then CNN, but it's the same dang thing all over again. The world's in the toilet and the market's in the tank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I can fix a drink. You've got a broken phone and a broken heart. The boss is on your back and your truck won't start. None of your friends want to listen to Hank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew, Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup, brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want, put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink.
There's a new song in my life. Some may take love casually, but I know what it's worth to me. I would count the steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given, tip my hat and walk through fire to find shore. steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given. Tip my hat and walk through fire to find your love. I would chase old ghosts and watch them scatter. Drop old dreams and watch them shatter.
We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
$100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. Blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse.
That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time. And I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse, and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking of you. When I walk through the front door, my whole life was changed.
living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. But nobody answers when I call your
Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security confirms